all males are conscripted into the army. As a university graduate, you're supposed to serve for a year and a half. So 1980, I joined the army as a junior medical officer. Within 1 month of joining the army, Saddam Hussein started the war with Iran. It went on for 8 years. So instead of releasing us at the end of 1 year and a half, I served a total of 5 years. So having had a bit of neurosurgical training, I ended up in a big hospital doing a lot of war neurosurgery. Young men who'd been shot, shrapnel wounds to the brain. So it was very unpleasant, very messy work. The first job I applied for in the UK, I was going for a training post in neurosurgery in the UK, and I was interviewed by three senior experienced consultant neurosurgeons in the UK. And they were asking me about my previous experience. And I was telling them, well, I did trauma neurosurgery in Iraq during the war, and we dealt with bullet wounds and shrapnel wounds and what have you. And all three of them went very quiet for a minute. And they went, you have more experience in trauma neurosurgery than the three of us put together. I mean, that's, if you like, the skills that I brought with me from a war zone.